So last week we spoke about the difference between a ganav and a gazlan, and unfortunately we ran out of time. So let's go back to we learned the first Rambam in Hilchos Geneva and the first Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila. Here you go, sorry. It's only the second side. And here we go. The first Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Kol HaGonev Mamon Mishava Pruta Ulamala. If you steal money, starting from a Shava Pruta and upward, over Alosase Shenemar Lo Tigno, Lo Signo, you may not steal. Ve'ein Lokin Alav Zeh, you don't get Malkus, Shahari Nitan L'Tashlumin, because it could be paid back. You could fix what you did, so to speak. I use the word fix loosely, as we'll see, but it's Nitan L'Tashlumin. You could pay back what was done wrong. And the Rambam says, Shehaganav chiyav to Torah l'shalim, because the ganav, the Torah obligated the ganav to pay it back. That's the first Rambam. The first Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila, kol hagozel es chavero shavapruta over belosase. Anyone who steals from his friend, again, Gezeila, not Geneva, a shavapruta, violates a negative commandment, shenemar lo sigzol. Ein lokin alavza, you don't get malchus. Shehari hakos of nitko la'ase. It's a lav hanitak la'ase. That is a category of mitzvot, of averot, that the Torah says, don't do this, but if you do this, then fix it by doing this. It's called a lav hanitak la'ase. Sheim gazal chayev la'achzir. Because if you steal, you have to return it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, veheshev sakzela asher gazal, you shall return the stolen object that you stole, zu mitzvah asay. When we say that we should be zocha to fulfill all of the mitzvos, we don't want to do all the mitzvos, right? You don't want to do veheshev esagzela. Obviously, if you need to, then you do it. But veheshev esagzela, you return the stolen item. In addition to the first Rambams in respectively Hilchos Geneva and Hilchos Gezeila, the next two sources were the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. Mitzvahs losas e reish mem dalid. Shehezirat. Now, I just cut the first few words out so that we can see the difference. Shehezirano shalol lignov mamon. We were commanded not to be gonev mamon. The next mitzvah is reish mem hei, is lo tigzol. Shehezirano shalol ligzol, to not steal. Ma she'ein lanu bo zechus. That which we do not have rights in. So we pointed out that there were four basic differences in the wording of the Rambam. Number one, when it came to Geneva, it said you may not steal mishava pruta ulamala, a shava pruta and onward. As opposed to in Hilchos Gezeila, it says don't steal a shava pruta. We also pointed out that why don't you get malchus? When it came to Geneva, it's because it's nitan l'tashlum and it can be paid back. When it came to Gezeila, it said it's a lav hanitak la'asei. Why was there a difference between the two? Now, by the way, the reason there's a difference is because the Torah explicitly says Veheshev is Hagzela. So we could really ask why does the Torah only say Veheshev is Hagzela, not Veheshev is Hageneva, I guess. You don't have to ask the question on the Rambam. The Rambam is echoing the Torah in that case. But what is the Rambam getting at? Another difference. When it comes to Geneva, it says Kol HaGonev. End of story. When it comes to Gezela, it says Kol HaGozel es Chavero. You steal from your friend. Why all of a sudden chavero? And then the last difference is the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. Shehezirano shalo lignov mamon. We're commanded not to steal money. Now we're also commanded lo sigzol money. But that's not what it says in mitzvah. Lo saaseh reish mem hei. It says, lo ligzol ma she'ein lanu bo zechus. That which we do not have a zechus in. So if you skip to the bottom, I think that was we mentioned that this is a Minchas Chinuch, and it's also quoted b'shem Reb Chaim. So very clearly, at the end of the Bircha Shmuel, that's Reb Baruch Ber, the Talmud of Reb Chaim, in Bava Metzia, Simen Lamed Hei, the end of Simen Lamed Hei, he says, v'hine, is the last source on the page, v'hine shamati b'shem Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Kadosh Yisrael. He always gave very flowery introductions to Reb Chaim, to his Rebbe. Debir din ganav hu al yedei sha'ose maisa geneva. A ganav is the terrible act that you did. It was the act of geneva, which is terrible. Ubir din gazlan hu al yedei sha'ose kinyan gezela. And the avera of gezela is defined by the kinyan gezela, by taking something that wasn't yours. Of course, geneva is also taking something that you're not yours. But it's defined in the Torah. The Torah understood the ikar of the avera of lotignov is a maisa, an action of geneva, as opposed to gezela, which is, it's not the action that defines it, but the fact that you now took money that was not yours. Okay, so let's go one by one. With this hagdara, with this definition of the difference between a ganav and a gazlan, we can understand why the Rambam wrote the way he did in each of these four cases. And this is where we left off at the end of the last year. The first difference we said was that when it comes to Hilchas Gezela, we said Gezela is Shaveh Pruta. We said Geneva is Mishaveh Pruta Ulamala. What's the difference? So Rav Soloveitchik, this is also quoted in the name of Rav Huttner, say the following based on what we learned. Gezela is to take somebody's money. Okay? If the problem is that you took somebody's money, so then the problem is a Shaveh Pruta. That was every pruta that you took, you did something else wrong, correct? Gzela is taking money that wasn't yours. So every shaveh pruta is another avera, so to speak. As opposed to geneva. What's geneva? So geneva is the act of stealing. Is the act of stealing different if I stole $10 or $20? So, now, I took more money. But if the focus is the maisa geneva, if I put my hand into your locker and I pulled out a bill, the maisa geneva is the same whether I pulled out a $10 bill or a $20 bill. The maisa geneva is the same. What I stole and what I need to pay back, of course, that's different. And if that was gezela, $10 is more than $20. But the maisa geneva itself, if the focus is the maisa geneva, then it's mishaveh pruta ulamala, it's all the same maisa. A maisa is a maisa. The act of putting my hand into your wallet and pulling out a bill is going to be the same no matter what. And therefore, when it comes to geneva, it says kalagonev mamon mishaveh pruta ulamala. Because it's all the same. $1, $2, $20, all the same. When it comes to gezela, it's a shaveh pruta. Because the avera of gezela, at its core, the geder of the avera of gezela is the money that you took from somebody else. So in halacha, every pruta is a new definition of taking money that wasn't yours. So every pruta would accumulate. Now halacha lamaisa, the Stipler writes this and others that we don't actually give you another avera. It's a diak in the Rambam, but halacha lamaisa. If you steal $10, gezela-wise, we don't give you, if a pruta is, if a pruta was, let's say you stole a dollar and a pruta was 5 cents. You wouldn't get 20 lavin, 20 averos, right? But in lumdus for sure, we could explain the difference between the ganav and the gazlan is that the ganav, one act, he did one avera because it's a maisa. When it comes to a gazlan, it's the amount of money. The amount of money in halacha will add up every, just like when you eat, right? Is it the act of eating or is it what you ate? If it's the act of eating, if you put two kazesim into your mouth at once, you did one act of eating, but you ate two kazesim. Again, a similar, is it the money that you're being mechaser, that you're causing your friend to lack, or is it going to be the money itself? Or is it the act of taking the money? Okay, with that, we go to the next difference. The Rambam said in Hilchas Geneva that you don't get Malkus because it's Nitan L'Tashlumin, and in Hilchas Gezela he said because it's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh. What's a Lav HaNitak La'aseh? So the Mepharshim say a Lav HaNitak La'aseh is something that fixes the problem, fixes the Avera. Okay? It has to fix the Avera. If it doesn't fix the Avera, it's not nitak lase, you're not really fixing it. So, what's the Avera? When it comes to gezela, what's the Avera? If I'm gozel a dollar from you, the Avera is that you lost a dollar. So if I give you a dollar, I fix the Avera. Yeah? If I was gonev a dollar, the geneva of a dollar, A, you're down a dollar, B, I did a maisa, an action of stealing. If I give you back a dollar, did I fix the act of stealing? No. I fixed the dollar that you were missing, but I didn't fix the act of stealing. There's a difference. Okay? Again, in order for it to be considered a lav hanitak la'aseh, I have to completely fix what I did wrong. When it comes to gezeila, the only problem is that you are mechusar mamon, you're lacking money. You had $10 and now you don't have the $10. Well, if I give you back the $10, I fixed what went wrong. I've made up for it. Okay? If the avera was geneva, well, geneva is an act. An act, I didn't fix. The act still exists. I still have to do tshuva for that. I gave you back a dollar? Okay. So if I gave you back the dollar, you're no longer missing it, but the act itself still exists. And that's why the Rambam doesn't call it a nitak la'aseh. Now, the Torah still exempts you from malchus, because it's nitan l'tashlumin, because you paid back for what you did. At the end of the day, I paid back the dollar that I stole. But the Maisa Geneva is still there. So we can understand, at least in the lumdus of it, why the Rambam referred to Gezela as Nitak La'aseh, because you're completely fixing what went wrong. Whereas opposed to Geneva, where you're not completely fixing what went wrong, because the Maisa Geneva is not solved by giving the person back the dollar. The next question we asked was, why, when it comes to Geneva, it says Kala Gonev Mamon, anyone steals money. And when it came to Gezela, it says Kala Gozel Eschavero, you stole from your friend. So the Mefarshim talk about Chavero being a Jew versus the halacha of what happens when you steal from a non-Jew. But there's in Lamdus we can really understand it based on a Ganav versus a Gazlan. So I have in my hands here. It's always nice when the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva are very clever. So I have in my hand a sefer called Rosh Yesha'arim. Rosh Yesha'arim was Reb Leib Gurvitz, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Gedola in Gateshead. You see the sense of humor? Rosh Yesha'arim, heads of gates. So anyway, in the city of Gateshead, he's the Rosh Yeshiva. Reb Leib Gurvitz, he's not the Rosh Yeshiva, he's not alive anymore. His son is now the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Avram Gurvitz. Reb Avram Gurvitz's son-in-law was one of my Rebbeim, Reb Nissen Kaplan. So when I was learning Kiddushin with Reb Nissen Kaplan, he used to quote, this is his wife's grandfather's Sefer, so he would quote it, the Arz de Beirav and the Rosh Yesha'arim, so I got a copy of it. So there's Kiddushin, and then in the back is also Bava Kamma's printed with Kiddushin. So in Simen Lamed Hey, he has a Simen from his son, who at that point was a Magid Shir. Me'ez B'ni HaRav Agon Rav Avram Gurvitz is Bava Kamma Simen Lamed Hey, who was a Rebbe in the Yeshiva, now he's the Rosh Yeshiva. So before I share with you what he says, I have to share the story, because this is one of my favorite stories of all time. I think this was with. I don't remember if it was Rav Avram Gurvitz or Rav Leib Gurvitz, but one of them. In the yeshiva, there was, you know, in a base medrash you have the regular svarim that will be used, like a couple of sets of Rambam, a couple of sets of Shas. You know, you might have. Hold on one second. Let's see if I can pull it up. You might have a couple sets of Mishnah Berurahs, maybe a set of Mikros Gedolos or whatever it is. But it's always the basic svarim, and then whatever Masechta you're learning, all the Rishonim and the Achronim on that Masechta. That's classic standard what you'll find. Okay, you might find a couple of Reb Chaims, a couple of Ketzoses, a couple of sets of Berachah Shmuel. All the classic yeshiva svarim, but that's what the base medrash has. Then they have, in a classic yeshiva, they'll have an otzer svarim, a library, where they have the shilos achuvos, and the obscure rishonim and achronim, and a lot of the Torah journals that are written. Okay. So, there was a minhag that when in the yeshiva, when you wanted peace and quiet, you would go to the the Otzer Sfarim. It was a small room, and you would lock the door. And somebody, you know, people didn't really hang out there in the gates of yeshiva. So if you wanted to go there, you'd knock on the door, and they would let you in. So there's two boys who wanted to go review the shir. So they wanted to chazer that day shir, and a lot of those obscure svarim that they wanted to look in would be in the otzer. So they go up to the otzer, they lock the door. Most of the time people don't come in. It's a couple of, you know, half hour later they hear a knock at the door, and they assumed that whoever's knocking on the door is probably just...
Sammy Burke, Sam Rin, David Reich, please come to the office. Sammy Burke, Sam Rin, David Reich, please come to the office.
They would assume that, they were assuming, you know, somebody's trying to bother them. So they knock on the door, and they're silent. Now, obviously, the door's locked. Somebody has to be in there. So the person knocks on the door and says, please let me in. And no response. It's the Rosh Yeshiva, Leib Gurwitz, please let me in. So at that point, they're like, can you please stop bothering us? We're trying to cut. Now, you think, it's like 11 o'clock at night. The Rosh Yeshiva doesn't even live in the yeshiva. So it didn't make sense. The whole story just didn't make sense. I'm like, for sure, somebody's really being really annoying and pretending to be there. Okay, knocks again. Please let me in. I want to get one safer. Please go away. Stop bothering us. I'm telling you, it's the Rosh Yeshiva, Leib Gurwitz. Please let me in. At that point, they're like, oh no. He's like, not stopping. Like, maybe it is the Rosh Yeshiva. They got all embarrassed. So they like looked at each other and were like, there's no way out of this. It's like, we can't run out the back door. So they go to the door with their heads down, completely embarrassed. They open the lock on the door. And they're like, we're going to get it. And listen to what Reb Leib did. The Rosh Hashanah. They open the door, their heads down, and they see, like, I'm standing in front of him. They look up, and he's standing there like this, with his eyes closed. And he said, I don't know who you are. You can get your stuff and go, so that I won't find out who it is. He understood. They were doing it. They thought somebody was bothering them. They weren't being disrespectful. Chas v'shalom. They weren't being disrespectful to the Rosh Yeshiva. But he understood that they would be so embarrassed if he would see who it was. So when they came out, he closed his eyes so that they wouldn't know. Unbelievable. Sensitivity to make sure that somebody doesn't get embarrassed. Anyway, in the Rosh Yeshiva, so his son, Rav Avram Gurwitz, this siman is from Rav Avram Gurwitz, he says the following. Why does the Rambam say when it comes to Geneva, it says, called Gonev Mamon, and when it comes to Gzela, it says, Hagozel Es Chavero? Says Rav Avram Gurwitz, it's our chakira. When it comes to a gazlan, what's the problem? You're making your friend lose money. Hagozel es chaveiro. So it mentions your friend. Because the problem is that your friend is suffering here. When it comes to Geneva, what's the problem? It's the maisa Geneva, the act of Geneva. That has nothing to do with your friend. That's you doing a bad act. A maisa aveira. So that, when it comes to Geneva, it's a kola gonev. Comes to Gezela, it's called Gozel Es Chavero. Because when it comes to the Gezela, it's the fact that your friend is losing money now. So Kol HaGozel, we put with Kol HaGozel Es Chavero. The last of the four chilukim between a ganav and a gazlan, we said, was in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that the Rambam says that the geder of the Avera of Geneva is Shalol Lignov Mamon. We're not supposed to be Gonev Mamon. And yet, when it came to Lo Sigzol, we were commanded, we were warned, Shehiziranu, Shalo Ligzol, Ma She'ein Lanu Bo Zechus. Ones Behech. That which we do not have rights to. And here too, we could say the same thing. What's a ganav? A ganav is a maisa, an action. Lo Lignov Mamon. Don't do the act of taking money. When it comes to Gezela, what's the problem? We have something that's not ours. So that's why the Rambam says, Shalo Ligzol Ma She'ein Lanu Bo Zechus. Sounds like a funny lush. And the answer is, it's not the act of Gezela, it's the, I guess, the Totsa'a, the result, that you have something that is not yours, that you don't have a Zechus in. This is not yours. You don't have business taking this money. So, Shalo Ligzol Ma She'ein Lanu Bo Zechus is the gedder of Gezela. Taking something, it's the lacking of the money. It's the taking of the money that you don't have rights to. As opposed to, when it comes to Geneva, it's Shalo Lignov Mamon. Don't do the act of being Gonev the Mamon. I just want to throw out a very interesting shaila. This shaila is found already in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi. Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi wrote the Shita Mikubetzes, which is a collection of Rishonim. It's only on certain Masechtas. On those Masechtas, it's used, very widely used. So in She'ela Lamites, he was asked the following question. Kidnapping. You're not allowed to kidnap someone. You know how we know that? Lo Tigno. The Pasuk says Lo Tigno. Rashi says it's referring to kidnapping. You're not allowed to kidnap somebody. Geneva. What did we say last week was the difference between Geneva and Gezela? Geneva is done at night when nobody sees. Gezela is done in open. People see you do it. So the Shoel asked Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi, I don't understand. Why did the Torah say Lo Tigno? It's Lo Tigzol. If you walk up to somebody, you grab them, and you put them in a bag. Whatever you do, you put them in chains, right? You drag them along with you. You throw them in the back of the car. You've kidnapped whoever. You did it. You can't, but by definition, you can't do Lo Tigno. You can't do Geneva on a person. The person is there. It's an interesting shiloh, right? In this, there's a difference. It should have said Lo Tigzol. It's in the open. So very interesting. So he discusses this. So he says, he has one interesting point is you're chayv misa only if you then sell the person. And he says, why dafka lo tignov? Because lo tignov, you do a geneva. He says, the person himself is like the money. He's the chepta, the object which was stolen. The object which was stolen, we don't look at as a person, so to speak, meaning you did it in front of him, you're right, but nobody else saw it. If nobody else saw, they don't know to find out where he is for leads. They don't know anything. They just know he's missing. But if it's low, if you actually did a gzela where other people saw you take him or sell him, well, then you're not chayv misa. Why not? Because presumably they're going to buy him back. They're going to be poed to him. In other words, if it's gezela, everybody will know about it. They'll be able to get him back. If it's geneva, they won't be able to get him back. That's why lo tignov is the problem, and that's why it lo tignov. And then you sell him. That would be a worse problem. And he says something very interesting. He says the chiyuv geneva, the chiyuv of kidnapping, is not with the person himself, right? As we said, the person himself becomes like a chefta, like money, because the pasuk says vigonev nefesh. Me'echav. You steal the person, me'echav, from his surroundings, from his brothers, from his family. You take the person from his family. It's a very interesting concept. He's saying, essentially, you're taking, it's a geneva, it's an act of taking somebody out of his surroundings. Who's losing out? Not the person, it's the people who interact with him. What comes out is, according to Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi, a person doesn't own himself. A person is owned by his family, by his community. In other words, and this is really like a pidrush, like a mussar idea, but we are not here for ourselves. We're here for other people. If I'm kidnapped, then I'm not lost on myself. I still have myself. I'm lost for the people that I interact with, for the people who hopefully I help. And that's the problem of kidnapping somebody. You're taking them me'echav. That's what Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi says. Others disagree, but according to Rabbi Tzalal Ashkenazi, it comes out beautiful that a person has to realize we don't belong to ourselves. And if we were kidnapped, we're not losing ourselves. But hopefully we contribute to society at large. We have an interaction with other people, and through that, we give to other people. So when we are taken away, it's the other people who are losing out. Just like if I take a dollar from you, you lose the dollar. If you take the person from you, you lose access to that person. And that's what it is. Okay, either way, but it's an interesting shayla. So just to summarize again, we had a chakira, is what the difference between ganav and a gathav. We said a ganav, it's the ikar of a ganav, based on Reb Chaim, is a ganav is a maisa geneva, a gazela is taking the money that was not yours, and we through that, we explained four differences, nuances, in the lashon of the Rambam, why the Rambam uses certain lashonos by geneva and gazela. We just threw out the whole concept of geneva and gazela being private versus public. How do we understand that in light of the fact that kidnapping, which seems to be in front of a person, is called by the Torah lo signov? So, and for that also we have the Reb Sal Ashkenazi and then the Musar, which is that we don't own ourselves. We are here just to service and to help people around us. Just we have another 2 minutes. We're holding by the parshios of the Mishkan and the Big Day Kahuna. So I'll tell Avart. I think I've told it in the past. The choshen of the Kohen Gadol, the stones, the precious stones were worth. The Gemara Kedushin says that Dama ben Nesina, that was a story where he had a stone and his father was sleeping and he wouldn't give it up. Then he had a paraduma. They were willing to pay him 600,000 or 800,000 gold coins, which I assume is millions of dollars, for this one coin, which is one rock, one stone. So whatever it was worth a lot of money. And the name of that rock, in context of all the other rocks, is called, they are the Avnei Miluim, La'efod V'la'choshen, Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim and Evan, Milui is to fill. It's the filler stones. What does that mean, filler stones? It means there are 12 holes in the choshen, and you fill those holes with the stones. So Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Tzadik Levracha, from the yeshiva, the Mir yeshiva in Brooklyn, and the Mir left Shanghai. Most of them came, a few went to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of them came to America, and then from America, a lot of them went to Eretz Yisrael, some of them stayed in Brooklyn, and there's a Mir yeshiva in Brooklyn, a Mir yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim. Rav Shmuel Birnbaum was the reshiva of the Mir in Brooklyn. He said, the greatest compliment you can give is that you fill the hole of somebody else. So, Avnei Miluim means they fill the hole of the Kohen Gadol's breastplate. That's the greatest compliment you can give somebody, that you're helping somebody else. So too we see from the halacha of kidnapping, of lo signov, is that we belong to other people. We're here to help other people. Have a good one.
Thank you.